All right, everybody, we're in the 8 o'clock hour, and Tagger's going to be with us in just a moment. But before we bring him on, I want to play for you a song he has remade and put his stamp on it. Okay, this is a song for all you old heads. I know you know it. It is entitled If Loving You Is Wrong. Without further ado, good evening, Tagger.
Good evening, Diana. How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it is such my pleasure. My goodness, you know you got that smooth, sexy sound going on.
Well, baby, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm trying.
Yeah, you doing a thing. You doing more than trying. You doing a thing. Now, listen.
Okay, okay.
You, I understand you used to be a producer.
Yeah, I'm still a producer.
Right.
I still produce a lot of people. And but yes, that's what I've done the most of. I won a Grammy in 2002 with Gladys Knight. And at the end of the day, I'm always going to be a songwriter and a producer.
All right now. Well, what made you decide that you was going to put on your singing shoes, if you will?
You know, I just wanted to be able to create some music that I wanted to create and not try to go for a hit type of sound or this type of sound. Or I just wanted to make music that made me feel good. And I thought the best way to do that would be to do it on myself.
Okay, so the other songs that we're going to play tonight are all you. You wrote them, you produced them, and you're singing. Now, do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I'm playing all the instruments you hear.
You playing all the instruments? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
See, you know what? It's something about you guys who think you got to do it all.
Hey, if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself.
All right now. You know, I'm laughing because that's how I am. I do it all myself.
Right.
It's easier. You don't have to explain it to anybody. You know what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
All right. So this song, If Loving You Is Wrong, is not on your current project, is it? It's a project that's already out there.
It's on the current project.
Oh, it's on the current
project that's coming out. It's the first single.
Oh, okay. So the name of the current project is My Name is Tagger?
The name of the album is New World Order.
New World Order. Okay. See, that's where the confusion came in.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so New World Order. Yeah, now, tell us a bit about the principles behind New World Order. Tell us, you know, what you were going for, what you were striving for when you put that together.
Well, I'll be honest with you, it's just a song that I thought that was just, it just came to me like most of my songs do.
Mm-hmm.
I try to just be a vessel for the music.
Mm-hmm.
It came to me, I felt like it was a great song, and I thought that it would just be a great title for the album. And past that, you know, as an artist, I never really want to give a verbal definition of my songs because I just think that people listen to music from wherever they are,
right,
and whoever they are, you know, and whatever their life experiences is and everything that makes them up as a person. So I wouldn't want to impose a definition of a song on anybody. I would rather them listen to it and take their own experience away from it. Whatever
they feel
like it is, then that's what it is.
Hey, I like that because it is, you do interpret it the way you interpret it. That is so true.
Exactly.
That's great. I like that. Okay, so now tell me, who are some of the other artists that you produced besides Gladys Knight?
I produced Marcus Houston,
okay.
Amarion, I've done some remixes for Pink.
Oh, really? Cool.
I've had a chance. I work with Randy Jackson of American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed to do a lot of things. Regina Howard, the names that keep coming into me, you know.
I know. You do a lot of stuff, so I definitely understand that. And do you have your own studio?
Yes.
And can people book that studio?
Yes.
You want to give some information about where it is and how they can contact?
Well, I'm all over the place, though, too. I'm the best way to contact me is just email me at beatbangup3@gmail.com. And that's BEATBANGA, the number 3@gmail.com.
Cool. Okay, well, you know what? I want to go ahead and let the audience hear the title track from your project, which is New World Order, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up some more with Tagger.
About nothing, no. It don't take a genius to know something's wrong. But you did.
You took me from my lab. You took my freedom there.
Taught me about everything except myself.
In this millennium, is any more or less?
There's one thing you got to see.
I'm trying to figure how I fit in.
Trying to figure out.
Do you want to for me to get in?
I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm trying hard to find a future for me. that it's been in danger.
I'm feeling now.
I'm feeling like there will be no more me in your new world order.
Yeah, I won't lie, yes, I'm just a bit confused. And it don't help me when I watch the evening news. Cause I see
more people dying and
more people dying. Nobody knows where we will go from here.
I get the feeling that my Armageddon is near.
Well, you got me screaming, yeah.
How I feel.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Do you intend for me to get
in? I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm trying hard to find a future for me in your new world order.
And I'm feeling
kind of like a stranger.
I'm feeling now.
A species that has been in danger.
I'm feeling now.
I'm feeling like there will be no
more me
in your new world order.
Tell me, how long have you been involved in the music business? When did you start, and how did you know what you were supposed to be doing?
I've been involved in the music industry the better part of my life right now. Mm-hmm. And I knew that it was what I was supposed to be doing. From the time I could walk, I had a passion to be a boxer. And my dad was a boxer manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so the earliest years of my life, that's what I did. And when I got into music, it kind of overtook where my passion was. I knew that's what I was supposed to do.
Wow. I just learned something new about you. I didn't know you were into boxing.
Yeah, I used to do that.
So what weight class were you?
I was a flyweight. And okay. Flyweight's a featherweight.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot. What was your record?
My record was 80-5.
Oh, wow. That's good.
80 fights and 5 losses.
That's good. All right, now.
I was okay.
Sounds like it. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like boxing. I haven't watched it in a while, but it was something that my dad enjoyed, and I used to watch the fights with him.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's deceased now.
You just missed some good fights. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did miss it. Yeah. But I'm glad my man won. So.
Oh,
that's cool. I did miss the fight though. But anyway. Not to get off the subject. Okay. So.
We digress.
Music. Now, being that you won that Grammy in 2002, that means you were part of the music industry. You know, the major record label thing going on. Now, how do you feel about the changes that are taking place in the industry of music?
Well, I think for one thing, I think you have to, no matter what you think about them, you have to recognize that the changes are taking place and adjust and adapt and act accordingly. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually think it's the best time ever for an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Especially independent artists, because the playing field has been leveled a lot. You know, you just have to do what you have to do to get yourself heard if you believe in what you're doing and get it out there. It's a lot easier to be done now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit back and wait for somebody in L.A. or New York to give you the thumbs up, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of things you can do for yourself. Yeah. And so I think that it's the best time ever right now. It's just a matter of people applying themselves and taking advantage of the time that we're in right now.
Right. And you know what? I agree with that, what you just said. I think this is the best time.
I don't mean to cut you off, but a wise lady told me not too long ago that not to ask God to direct your steps if you won't move your feet. She was definitely right about that.
Okay. You're quoting people now. Okay. But that's all good. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
You say a wise lady. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's something that came to me. It's weird how God reveals things to you. I was just, you know, going along with my daily life, and I happened to listen to, and I don't usually listen to AM. This is another thing. And I was listening to an AM station, and it was a man preaching. And that was the premise of what he said. He didn't say it in exactly those words, but that's what I got out of it. And, you know,
that was the bottom line.
Yeah, and since I applied that to my life, I mean, I am just unstoppable.
Wow.
Unstoppable. Wow. I mean, really. You know, it's like I say the word, I say the vision, I put it into words, and then it's like, it just happens. And it's not just happening. Of course, I'm doing the leg work behind
it, which is the point of moving your feet. Well, I definitely believe that, and I'm definitely inspired to hear that.
Yes, definitely. You know, 3 years ago, WDGP wasn't even thought of, but that's another vision God gave me to help independent artists. Music is something. Now, I think that if I had, if my parents had had the money and the time to groom me in that field, I'd be doing something in music. I don't know if it would be playing an instrument or producing or what, but I would be doing something in music. I know it. And I think they recognized that I had that love for music. And because of that love for music, you know, I grew up listening to radios, Tagger, where you didn't just hear the top 40, you heard local acts.
Right.
And now when you listen to the radio, you hear the same artists all day long, you know?
I'm like, there's
got to be more to music than just these little artists that they playing in a rotation. I mean, you can tell the time by what song is playing on your radio.
Who's playing?
You know?
Right, exactly.
So I started researching independent artists, and what I found was there were so many independent, multi-talented independent artists out there. And I'm in the District of Columbia area, metro area, and my God, there are so many of them right here in this area, not to mention the rest of the world. And I'm like, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm having a ball doing it because I get to meet people like you, and I get to expose people to music that they might not hear otherwise. Although now, there are a lot of independent radio stations, and kudos to everybody who's doing their thing on the internet. The internet makes it so easy to get out there and be heard. You know, and there's so many different avenues and places. And like you say, it's open to interpretation, which is why I don't play. You know, every time I go into a directory, they want to know, what genre do you play? And I can't say I play a genre because I play good music, whatever, quote unquote, genre you think it belongs to. You understand?
Exactly.
So that's why I do what I do. And I'm going to do more and I'm going to do better. I got things coming down the pike, and I hope that I can get people like you to be a part of it. I'm just going to follow my vision.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let you know right now on the air. I'm here for you. You let me know what you got going and what you need, and you got it.
All right, sounds good to me. Now, getting back to you, because it's supposed to be about you. I don't know how.
It's all good.
I don't know how I got off on that. Oh, I know how I got off on it. You quoted me. But anyway. But anyhow, for what I was going to say about today's music industry, you know, you're not waiting for somebody to discover you. You're getting out there and you're doing the thing for yourself. You know, if some people carry their CDs in the trunk of their car, and everywhere they go, they tell people, I'm an independent artist. Take a listen to my CD. Some people can afford to give them away. Some people can't.
Right.
You know, we understand that. But they sell them for like $5 or $10, and you get a great collection of music just going to the independent artist festivals and things and what have you. And I am aligned with New Soul Collective. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, Tagger.
I have.
You have?
Uh-huh.
They are phenomenal because they are all over the country. They do events all over the country and bring independent artists to, you know, in that local area to the people's attention. I think it's a beautiful thing. They got a magazine going on. And when you go to these events, they usually give you two CDs for the price for $10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get to meet the actual artists. They're there. They always have somebody there that they're showcasing. You know, I think it's great. I mean, these kind of things, this is what's going on for the independent artists. And the other wonderful thing that I love is even the Grammys are beginning to recognize independent artists. That is phenomenal.
Yes, yes it is. That's a great thing right there.
It is a good thing. It's wonderful. Yeah. So you, my dear, you are, right now, you are independent or are you with a record label?
I'm independent.
You're independent. So you, what is the name of your label?
Beats Bang Entertainment.
Beats Bang Entertainment. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Well, without the S. Beat Bang.
Oh, Beat Bang. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. And how long have you had that going on?
Just a year now.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting with my project.
All right. All right. So now your project, New World Order, is that available for purchase right now?
It will be November 15th.
November 15th. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, November 15th. Let me look at my calendar because you know what I want to do. I want us to have a listening party here on WDGB Conversations.
That would be great.
Okay. Let me look right now. We're going to set it up right this minute.
Okay.
Okay. You said November. Uh-oh. What day in November?
The 15th.
Ooh. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to have to do it in December. Is that okay?
Oh, that's good. You booked up in November, huh?
Yeah, I'm booked up. It ain't no bad thing, but you know. What about December the 7th?
December 7th sounds good.
Okay. I'm penciling you in. It's in ink, too, so I can't erase it. Make sure.
There it is right there, December 7th.
Okay.
We back.
We gonna be back and we gonna listen to the whole project.
Oh, that'll be beautiful.
Great. Okay. Cool. All right, so this is coming out in November. And have you already started working on your next project?
No, I've just been basically trying to put the finishing touches on this one for right now.
Okay.
And still producing some other people at the same time. So,
yeah, well, I knew you'd have to be a multitasker. You have to be.
Yeah.
You'd have to be. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, all right.
So, we can look for some new stuff. Whoever you're producing, when you guys finish the project, let me know so we can put that out there too. Okay.
Okay. Most definitely, I will.
All right. That's what's up. Okay. So, are you planning to tour after you finish?
Yes, we're looking to do some touring at the beginning of the year.
Okay. You coming this way?
We don't have anything definite yet. Well, where you at again?
I'm in the D.C. area. Uh-huh. I'm in Maryland.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do that.
You know, we got a lot of venues. You know, a great place to go is the Howard Theater.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that sounds like the lick right there.
Plug.
That's That sounds like it right there.
Yeah, that's a great place because, you know, you can eat dinner and you can watch the show and just, you know, you can even dance a little bit. It's just a nice little environment, the atmosphere going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you think you'd like to work with?
Brandy.
Really?
Yeah, I just love her vocal tone and her vocal ability, and and I love the way she sings.
And you know what? That's, I think that would be a great fit because your style matches her style to me from what I've heard thus far.
Right.
Yeah, I think... Well, I think I'm sorry.
I'll be able to do whatever needs to be done, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know you will. Yeah. But I'm just saying the natural flow, and well, I'm saying natural flow, but I haven't heard everything you've ever done. But from what I've heard, it kind of blends itself to her style. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, right. I could see that. I could really see that happening.
Well, and then on that level, though, with my style, we'd like to work with, too.
I'm sorry, I missed who you said.
Florence. I'm not mispronouncing her name. Beyonce's little.
Oh, Solange. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true. Hmm. Well, so we can let the people get a better feel for what I think your style is. I want to play another song, if that's all right with you.
Almost definitely.
Okay, now this one that I'm going to play is really my favorite of the songs that you've sent me. And
okay.
I think because it really speaks about a person, well, to me, this is my interpretation. This is not Tiger's interpretation, people. This is strictly Diana. It's like somebody who's been in love and been hurt, and they're feeling like they're falling in love again, and it's talking about those feelings. Now that's what I get from it. And anyway, the name of the song is In Love, okay? So we're going to listen to that right now, and then we'll be back and chop it up some more with Tagger.
What's that got to do with anything, baby? If I could pay enough everything.
I love that song.
Okay, thank you, Rosanna. Thank you a lot.
You know what? I just wish if I had a request, make it a little bit longer.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we might work that out for the album version.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's nice. That is that, and that's that. That reminds me of a Brandy. Now that you said her name, that reminds she could sing that song. She could sing that song. Well.
Okay. Yeah, Brandy could sing anything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's true. I think she's very underrated. Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah,
she could sing that. Yeah. So, you hail from Chicago.
Yes, ma'am.
And
Chicago,
that's a big music kind of. I don't want to say music capital, but that's a good place for musical artists too, isn't it?
Well, a lot of talented people definitely have come up out of there. A lot of the greats have, so it's a good good company as far as that. Quincy Jones is from Chicago.
That's
just a star.
He is definitely
from Chicago.
Okay, you just Staple named
singer from Chicago.
Baby, the greats.
I could go on. Yeah. I could go on and on. Actually,
you definitely in good company. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you actually produce new talent? Do you develop and promote new talent?
Well, I have done a lot of that, and I will be definitely doing that again as my company grows. Mm-hmm. At the moment, right now, though, I'm basically producer for hire, fulfilling obligations I have in that area, and working on my own project.
Right.
In between the two, that's definitely for hire, huh?
You and I might need to talk. It's like I'm just playing. I'm a closet singer. I'm one of those people who grab the mic, you know, at karaoke, just let loose.
I got you. Right.
Anyway,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, well, you know, like I said, I love music. You know, I mean, to me, music is just interwoven into all aspects of life.
From
praise and worship to love to fun to whatever you're doing, and you know it's universal. That's the thing.
Exactly.
You know, and speaking of universal, mm-hmm. How's your music doing across the big pond?
We don't know yet. I have a site called Radio Player Django, mm-hmm. and I'm getting fans from all over the world as far as that goes. I mean, mm-hmm. from Spain, Italy, Germany, the UK.
Right.
But I haven't been pushing the product overseas mm-hmm. in a real direct kind of way.
I hear
to be able to gauge, you know, mm-hmm. a response in that way. But I am picking up fans here and there all over the world. And that's a big thing.
Oh, definitely. You know, and that's the surprising thing. A lot of independent artists that I speak with who maybe aren't doing so well here, or they're doing okay. I mean, you know, they're having sales. But
in
the UK, they are like, you know, gods and goddesses over there. People love them.
Exactly.
So, it's just amazing to me the difference. And China is another place. The Asian countries also embrace, especially black music, soul music, neo soul, whatever you want to call it, R&B, whatever label you want to put on it. They seem to really, really like that music, that style.
Yes, urban independent artists definitely shouldn't sleep on Asia. China in particular, like you said, and Japan too,
because I notice I have a lot of people listening from Japan and China, as mm-hmm. well as the Middle East. I have a lot of Middle East listeners too. I even have them send me emails about the station, so
that goes back to, you know, when we're talking about the town that we're living in right now, mm-hmm. And you know, with the internet, you just have unlimited access to the world.
Yes.
And so it's just about taking advantage of that.
Yes, it is. And it's like it's right next door. I mean, you don't even think that about it being on the other side of the globe. I mean, it's like you're right here. And I've even had a lot of guests on from Italy and UK and Germany. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and Australia. That's another place I get quite a few artists from. So Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm having a ball.
Well, I bet you are. Sounds like it. You sound like you're enjoying yourself.
Yes, I am. I have a good time every week. Yeah, so like I'm having a good time now. So, you know, you are a writer, so I know, I'm sure, that you have lots of songs in the vault.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I do, and they come to me all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's plenty of, there's definitely plenty of songs in the vault. And even with this album I'm working on right now, it's just a matter of really trying to cut down to the amount of songs that's really doable.
Right.
I want to put more songs on the album that's really doable to put on the album, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. So how many songs are on this particular project?
Well, right now, I have about, to be honest with you, I'm trying to cut down from like 18 right now.
I love it.
And it's hard to make it. It's hard to make cuts because every mm-hmm. time I'm constantly cutting one, thinking, "But man, I really want that one on here," you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in a minute, I guess I just have to look at it. I got some material left over. You know, you asked me earlier, had I started working on the next project, and I'd be able to say, "Well, I have."
I was just about to say it. If you got that many, you need to go on and put some on a second CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that way, it won't even take that long for the second one to come out. Look, listen to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
you don't want them to fall asleep on you. Then you know you hit them hard, and then you hit them hard again.
Exactly. Yeah. That's definitely the way I look at it.
I love it. Okay. So, well, I just based on what I've heard from you, I can't wait to hear the whole project. I just can't wait. So, you know, like I said, I'm feeling your style. You know, it's grown and sexy.
Thank you.
So, hey.
Well, you definitely will be one of the first to get it.
Okay, you just press the magic button when you say first.
The first to get it.
I love to be first with new music.
Okay.
I love it. Nowhere else. Exclusive.
There it is right there. Exclusive.
All right, sounds good to me. We got one more song to play, and when we come back, Tagger, I'm going to ask you to do what I ask every artist who comes by the first time, okay?
Okay.
I want you to think about some words of wisdom or encouragement for the people who are thinking about doing this music thing and just maybe need a little guidance or a little encouragement, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and listen to this song, and when we come back, you're going to have that ready for us, right?
Yeah, I got that ready for you right now.
Okay, cool. All right, well, hold it, though, because we want to go ahead and listen to this song.
I got you.
And this is entitled, Since You've Been Gone, okay?
Yeah, this is one of my favorites.
This is one of your favorites?
One of my favorites.
I like the way you say one, because I know you really can't pick one.
No, I guess they're my babies now. I can't just pick one.
I know. All right, so here it is, Since You've Been Gone.
Ooh, babe, I'm lost and I don't know what to do.
Since you've been gone, come on, babe. Girl, I don't know how we got to this place. I don't know why I'm living this way. Don't know why I told you to go, babe. I don't know. Shit, don't know. See, I don't know who was right, who was wrong. I don't know why I'm living alone, no. And I don't know if I want to be strong. I know.
Guitar got it going on, baby.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Diana. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I can't wait to hear the rest of that. But before you give your words of encouragement, let me ask you, what artist inspires you?
That would have had to have been Prince and George Clinton.
Oh, wow. Now, that's a combination, baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a combination of the two. Mm. They have to be my strongest musical influences. And, you know, but I really believe I found myself now. I really just try to be myself musically.
Right, right. Oh, you're definitely unique. No question.
Okay, well, thank you.
No question.
Thank you.
But I had to ask for my own... there's a reason I asked that question, because you reminded me of different people. So for you to say those two, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool, Because those are two of my favorites, too. And I can't even pick, I can't say they my favorites, because I got so many favorites.
You know, because you love music.
Because I love music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got that old school flavor, too. So, that's why you really appeal to me.
Okay, well, good. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, I can't wait to hear the rest. I want to hear all 18, whether they get on the project or not. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we can definitely make that happen.
Okay.
We can get that exclusive, most definitely.
Cool. You made my day for real. I've had a great Saturday already, but you just topped it off. The cherry on top.
Well, you just got mine off telling me that. So we top each other off.
All right. Okay, so you ready to let the people know what you got for them?
Yeah, well, it's real simple, really. Any artist that's trying to be into this business and make a living from it and make it their career, they have to give into it understanding that they have to learn the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a must. I mean, you hear people say all the time, it's called show business for a reason. It's this percent show and that percent business. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, what they really need to understand coming into this business is that the moment they decide to make this their career, they have effectively started a business. They mm-hmm. are a business.
Yes.
So whether they want to realize that or whether they don't want to realize it, that's the truth of the matter. And, just like any other business, you wouldn't expect any other business to be able to start and succeed if the person running the business don't know the business they're running, you know. And it's just no different with the music business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that you're starting a business, and you have to approach it accordingly. Or else you're gonna get there sooner or later anyway, whether it's by trial or error or hopefully not too late. But at some point, you will understand what you're dealing with. And it's better to understand that coming in. This is most definitely a business.
Yeah, that's real talk. I hope people are paying attention, because that's definitely real talk.
Yeah, well, it's hard because, you know, people come in and they come in based off of the gifts that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to, it's really hard to, it's a hard line to really be focused on the gift and focus on the business too at the same time, because mm-hmm. they're two different things.
Yeah.
And I think most people come in thinking that the gift alone is enough, but unfortunately that's not what it is.
Yes, you got to dot those I's and cross those T's.
All the time.
That's real talk. Is anybody you want to give any shout outs to?
Well, I want to thank you again for having me on the show. Oh, and if I could repeat your quote one more time, if they put that on the end of what I just got through saying, that's everything I would tell somebody.
Okay. Which is,
your quote was, don't ask God to guide your footsteps if you're not going to move your feet.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, be prepared to act.
All
when
right.
You make a decision, too. But I want to thank you again for having me on the show. I want to give a shout out to anybody that's showing me support and appreciate what I do musically that's listening. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Sir Daryl.
Okay.
He also has a radio show. You can check him out. And other than that, that's about it right now.
Okay, you just can't say he got a radio show. Check him out. You got to tell the people how they can listen.
Oh, the Sir Daryl Radio Show. I'm sorry, you're right. The Sir Daryl Radio Experience is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on alldigitalradio.com, I believe. And just Google the Sir Daryl Experience, and you'll get it.
All right. Love it. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and hang with me for this hour. I appreciate you. I will definitely continue to support you. And,
I
just want you to know that whenever you start your tour, let me know where you're going to be. I'm going to post that on the WDGP website as well. Okay.
Thank you.
And
thank you
definitely
so much.
Let me know when you come in here because, you know, I want to meet you in person.
Oh, we definitely work that out. You had a whole heads up on that.
Okay. All right, my brother. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And, you know, just God bless. God keep shining his light upon you and take you
thank
to
you,
higher, higher heights than you could even imagine.
Thank you so much, Diane. I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on the show again.
Oh, you're coming back. We got you already booked. You coming back. That's going to be the second time. You're going to be a regular.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, my brother. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and so on that note, I want to play my favorite song again from him as we say goodnight to Tagger.
Play it again.
I'm going to play it again. And he...
Everything. can keep this moving.
And you're so good.
You always bring your A-plus game, babe. Girl, you know what you're doing. And I feel like you're the one. I pray for so, so many nights to come in my life, girl. It feels like a fairy tale's a good thing I know better. Cause if I didn't, I would say that I'm in love. What mistake got to do with anything? I would say that I'm in love, love. Heartbreak is on the way. I would say that I'm in love. But what's that got to do?
Thanks again to Tagger for joining me for the hour. This was so hot, y'all don't know. And if you don't know,